December 6, 1917. Why Jesus can never be pleased with acts done outside of his will. After having received Jesus in the sacrament, I was saying to my Jesus, I kiss you with the kiss of your will. You're not content if I give you only my kiss, but you want the kiss of all creatures, and therefore I give you the kiss in your will, because in it I find all creatures. And on the wings of your will, I take all their mouths and give you the kiss of all. And as I kiss you with the kiss of your love, so that I may kiss you not with my love, but with your own love. And you may feel the contentment, the sweetnesses, the gentleness of your own love on the lips of all creatures, in such a way that, as you are drawn by your own love, I may force you to give the kiss to all creatures. And then, who can say all my nonsense that I was speaking to my lovable Jesus? Then, my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, how sweet it is for me to see, to hear the soul in my will. Without realizing it, she finds herself at the heights of my acts, of my prayers, of the way I acted when I was on this earth. She places herself almost at my level. In my littlest acts, I enclose all creatures, past, present, and future, in order to offer to the Father complete acts in the name of all creatures. Not even one breath of creatures escaped me, which I did not enclose in me. Otherwise, the Father could have raised exceptions in recognizing the creatures and all the acts of creatures. In fact, as they would not have been done by me and come out of me, he could have said to me, you have not done everything and for everyone. Your work is not complete, nor can I recognize all, because you have not reincorporated all within yourself. And I want to know only what you have done. Therefore, in the immensity of my will, of my love and power, I did everything and for everyone. So, how could other things outside of my will ever please me, as beautiful as they might be? They are always low, human, and finite acts. Instead, the acts in my will are noble, divine, without end, infinite, as it is my volition. They are similar to mine, and I give them the same value, love, and power of my own acts. I multiply them in everyone. I extend them to all generations, to all times. What do I care if they are small? They are always my acts being repeated, and that's enough. And then, the soul places herself in her true nothingness, not in humility, in which she always feels something of herself. And as a nothing, she enters into the all, and she operates with me, in me, and like me, completely stripped of herself, not caring about merit or self-interest, but all intent only on making me content, giving me absolute lordship over her acts, without even wanting to know what I do with them. Only one thought occupies her, to live in my will, pray me to give her the honor. This is why I love her so much, and all my predilections, my love, are for this soul who lives in my will. And if I love others, it is by virtue of the love which I have for this soul, and which descends from her, just as the Father loves the creatures by virtue of the love he has for me. And I, how true it is what you say, that in your will one wants nothing and wants to know nothing. If one wants to do something, it is because you have done it. One feels the ardent desire to repeat your things. Everything disappears. One does not want to do anything anymore. And Jesus, and I make her do everything, and I give her everything.